是被食色。But it's lovely to see you all here. For those who don't know me, a person, my name is James. Lovely to see you. Well, we've got lights. We've got a tree in the back, I think. Kids have broken up from school. We are in the end zone now. And if you're not sure what I'm on about, then in the famous words of Noddy Holder, that is right. It's Christmas. We're nearly there. And no Christmas is complete without the right songs and providing the backing, right? In fact, without Sir Paul McCartney, is it even possible to have a wonderful Christmas time? I don't know what your favourite Christmas song is. Maybe you love a bit of Chris Rea on Christmas drive, Christmas Eve, driving back home, finally ready for Christmas, or perhaps a bit of Elton John to help you really step into Christmas. But we are not thinking about those kind of songs. Please don't leave, though. If you listen out, you may catch a few references. But no, we are going for an even more proper tune. We are looking at the most popular Christmas song of all time. So move over, Mariah. Waddle off, Wham. Make way for Mary. A nobody from Galilee. Or as my good friend put it this week, a nobody from Nowheresville. And get ready for a meteoric rise of Susan Boyle proportions. Now, we can't be quite as hands-on as we were at the last All Age service. No coming up and getting clipped onto a vine like we did last time. But instead, all the kids and some of the big kids as well should have a trumpet or a horn. And I reckon some of you have been colouring them nicely. If you've been colouring in, do you want to hold out for me? See? Oh, very good, Jesse. Some grey trumpets going on. Very good. Well, every time we talk about something music related, I want you to stick your hand right up in the air with your horn. And every time you hear the word Tessa, or you see on the back there's a list, every time you hear something like save or salvation or bless or rescue or king or life or promises, there's a good list here. What we're going to do, we're going to have a bit of fun, is we're all going to go like a horn, right? I want to practice run, so we're going to go save. Very good, very good. Well, before we crank up the speakers for our sellout single and blare out a banging belter, we are going to set the scene. We're going to make sure that we're in the right key, that our instruments are tuned. Very good. Testing the arms. Because we're plugged in, or maybe unplugged. I don't know if that was just a 90s thing. Because this song, like all great works, is built upon the melodies that have gone before it, with borrowed musical phrases and harmonies. So headphones on, because rather than walking in the air, we are travelling back in time. We're heading all the way back to about 4,000 years ago, and a promise that would reverberate throughout history, changing everything. So we're going to go back in time. Now I'm reliably informed that this is the official sound of travelling back in time. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the TARDIS. Sounds a bit quiet. But I want you to picture the scene. Now, mankind, that is us, we have been kicked out of God's presence. And that means we're no longer in relationship with Him, with our Creator God, and we're in open rebellion with Him. We disobey Him. Things are going from bad to worse, with curse upon curse. The music couldn't be more melancholy. In terms of Christmas songs, we're at about an Elvis or Mud. It will be lonely this Christmas without you. But into our minor key, very good, comes a major character. Enter Abraham. Is our Abraham? Thank you, Fran. Paint this for me. Enter Abraham. He's going to be the first man that's coming into our nativity. And we're going to read from Genesis 12. Now, the verses are up on the screen. Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3. The Lord said to Abraham, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. So I'll make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Yeah, I'll make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Rather than snow on snow, mankind has had curse upon curse. But now though, Abraham, and through him, God is going to bring blessing. Very good. He's going to bless him. He's going to make for himself a chosen people as numerous as the stars in the sky, as he goes on to say. And through Abraham, he's going to bless all people. Well, jump on several hundred years. We won't do a TARDIS this time. We go. And Abraham's descendant, Israel, Israel is the name that God gave to Abraham's grandson, Jacob. Well, the nation of Israel are now many. There's lots of them. Just like the stars in the sky. But the world is not yet blessed. Very good. And neither are Israel. Not yet. They are in slavery in Egypt. They are not blessed. They are crying out to God, enter Moses. Do you want to help me put that in Moses, Noah? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, this way. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Enter Moses, our next man in our nativity. Put him up there. We're now going to read from Exodus chapter 3, verses 16-17. Again, it should be up on the screen. Exodus chapter 3. God said to Moses, go, assemble the elders of Israel, and say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you, and have seen what has been done to you in Egypt. And I have promised to bring you up out of your misery in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. And God said that he had seen their misery, but he was going to rescue them. A rescue that would become the overture of history. And that means the music at the beginning of the piece that brings up all the musical themes, and every rescue since and even before looks and sounds like that, like the Exodus, when God rescued his people through judgment on his enemies. With his mighty arm, God saved his people. Very good. Out of slavery and to bring them into his land, his promised land, and importantly, into relationship with God. Well, we're going to jump ahead again in time to sequence 3 at 1000 BC, and God's people are in his land and they have chosen a king for themselves, but the issue is they have the wrong king and their enemies are surrounding them and making fun of them, and God is being mocked and nobody is able to stand up to them. Enter King David. Our next man in our city. Yes, James.
My mummy made that crown.
She did, I know, very helpfully. It's a good crown, isn't it? There you go. There's David with his crown. Just to be a bit Christmassy. Sorry, they're a bit so small. So we had Hannah's song read out earlier, that's from the start of the book where David is crowned king. And when we come to Mary's song, we'll see just how similar they sound. But while we get tuned up, we're going to look at a key promise that God made to David in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Again, it should be up on the screen. Beginning in the middle of verse 11, the Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. God here is talking a little bit about God's...
Can I hold the crown?
You can hold the crown if you want. If you, can you stay at the front for me, because I need to see... or run off with it, up to you. So God is talking about David's son Solomon, but more importantly, he's talking about a future king. You can be my sister. About a future king, saying here that God will, saying here that God will raise up from David's descendants, his children's 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 children, a king that will reign forever. So jump on another 1,000 years. So about roughly 9 months BC, I wonder where we're going, and Israel have been in and out of exile. That means they've been thrown out of their land, come back in, beaten up a little bit more, but they are still waiting for these promises to be fulfilled. And because they still, very good, because they still have the biggest problem, they cannot yet obey God. They cannot get back into relationship with him. They need a final rescue. So they're waiting for God to fulfill his promises. Abraham, that would be a blessing. All the nations, and his promises to David for a king. That would reign forever. And they're looking forward to another great rescue. Good. Just like at the Exodus. Enter Jesus.
I'll
help you. Here. Sorry, it's not for the manger. You have to make do with Noah's Ark. And then David, James, can we have the crown now? Do you want to crown baby Jesus? Very good. Leave him sitting. There we go. So here's our little weird nativity.
Yeah, I'll hold that.
You can, yeah, you can hold that for me. Enter King Jesus. So Christiana Rogoff is now going to come up and read for us from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 45. It should also go up on the screen. There you go.
In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her 6th month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the... At that, At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her."
Thank you, Shanna. Thank you, Noah, for very much helping.
It's good to have the kids here. Well, we're going to sing our next carol now, A Little Town of Bethlehem, before we then look at Mary's wonderful song. Our next song this morning, A Little Town of Bethlehem. Come to Mary and Nazareth's new number one single, or almost new Fortunately, there was no copyright back then, as Mary does something of a remix of Hannah's prayer. We had read out earlier for 2 Samuel, and here's where that will pay dividends. As Mary takes these promises that we've just looked at, yeah, very good, and they become the backing track, the harmonising vocals to her top of the chart song. And Mary sings about how now is the moment that God is keeping them, fulfilling the promises. And you go, no, okay. And this is bigger than mistletoe and wine, and it makes our nativity here look embarrassingly small. This is salvation for the world. Now that's what I call Christmas, 0 BC. And Karen is now going to come up and read our song for us. Well, if you really want, you can sing it, I suppose. No, I'm kidding, don't worry. So I'm reading Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 56. And again, the verse go up on the screen, or we've got our Luke's Gospels.
I need some practice before I can sing, so I'm going to read Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
Thank you very much, Karen. Well, Mary kicks off this song with what it is all about. Let me read again, verse 46. Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord," and 47, "and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." God my Saviour. And God is going to be doing that rescue that we have needed from the beginning. The promised salvation, very good, is finally here. It's coming about through this baby bump. The chorus of salvation is all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but the theme of reversals is quite big here. So just like Hannah's song that we heard earlier, the rulers are brought down, just like at the Exodus, and the humble, like Mary, are lifted, and the hungry are filled, the rich sent away. God, in this rescue, is turning everything upside down, reversing everything. The DJ makes the record scratch and hits rewind, and Jesus, the little baby, not even yet in the manger, is going to be reversing everything. So we're going to flip everything upside down. You can help me if you want, James. Can you turn that calendar upside down for me? Everything's getting reversed. It's all getting flipped.
Oh, doesn't work in.
Should we try it with the mistletoe? With the wreath? Do you want to try the wreath? Oh, it looks exactly the same. That's funny. Try again. No, it's still the same. What's going on there? Do you try again? One more time.
I'm kidding. Don't worry.
Very good. Flip it all. Everything is getting reversed. Very good. Thank you, James. So we'll leave it to Jesus. I reckon I'll fall off. It's all getting flipped. But ultimately, this salvation, it's all about reversing the most important thing, reversing the broken relationship with God from right at the beginning. And that is what salvation is all about. And that's what it's about here in Luke. It's a big idea in Luke's salvation, isn't it, Elizabeth? Isn't it? Yes, it is. It's a massive idea in Luke. It's all about life. Life with God. To quote the Christmas film title, it's a wonderful life. And it is a wonderful salvation here. It is a salvation that sounds like the Exodus, when God worked through Moses to save God's people out of Egypt. I bet you didn't know that you could include the Prince of Egypt in your Christmas movies list. Some of you may be thinking, it's all I ever wanted. That's a song from the film if you've not seen it. The Exodus, when God stopped the cavalry and saved his people. This song is full of language and ideas with musical motifs from that rescue. Things like Mighty One, Holy, Mercy, Mighty Deeds with His arm, scattered, brought down, filling the hungry, servant. And Mary and Luke want us to be hearing these kind of musical melodies. They want it ringing around our ears, filling every bar, harmonising every line of their song. And just like that rescue, the judgment here is on the proud, those who rely on themselves, people that can be just like you and I, that look at Jesus and say, I don't want that rescue. Just not my kind of music. Do we want that kind of rescue? But the humble servants, God's people, they are rescued. They are saved. I know it feels like a fucking dead horse, but it'll pay off later. And did you hear that in verses 54 and 55? It's the promise to Abraham fulfilled. God is keeping those promises. And the tunes and melodies that we looked at before, but this time it's promised to all who fear him. Everyone who trusts God, who looks to Jesus for that rescue. But this salvation is not just like the Exodus, it's better. And this salvation is not from Egypt this time, it's not temporary. It is being saved from the thing that went wrong right at the beginning. It's been brought back into relationship with God. It's about life with God. And at the heart of it all, the reason for the song, the reason for the season, is what was in Mary's womb. And how is this salvation coming about? You enjoying it? How is this salvation coming about? How are the promises being fulfilled? All of it was coming about through, Jesus when a child is born. And Mary's song is all about getting God's people, those who fear him, back where they belong with God. And it's all about Mary's boy child. So it's all about Jesus. And Jesus, who we saw Gabriel told Mary would sit on the throne of David, God's king. That's why we've given him the crown. And in this gospel, Luke wants to see that this salvation is something that we can be sure of. We can be certain about. And if this is something you've not really thought about before, we've got some little books for you to take home. Completely free, Luke's gospel as well. Chris will tell us a little bit more about that. Or do also come and have a chat to one of us or a friend if they brought you. We'd love for you to think a bit more about this. But Luke thinks that this song can give us certainty that God's promises to save his people, that these promises are fulfilled in Jesus. And this song gives us our backing track to Christmas. And this song of long-promised salvation. If that is what we are listening to this Christmas, if that is our backing track, if that is the song that is blasting in our ears, well then, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Merry Christmas, everyone. Our final carol this morning, as we think about our strange nativity with Abraham, Moses and David, and with these promises of salvation. All fulfilled in Jesus. Well, let's sing about the one it's all about, our Saviour, Jesus. My final carol, Away in a Manger.